إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعليه وأصحابه أجمعين ومن ولا وبعد. Next tip on Dawah is to remove yourself from between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people. Now this is an extremely important step because it's only when we bring ourselves into the picture that our ego takes over and then the barakah goes away from the work of Dawah. Remember, your job and my job is to invite towards Allah. It is not to invite towards ourselves. So remove yourself from the middle. Forget about the fact that you have knowledge and so on and so forth. Acquire the knowledge, but do not rely on that knowledge. Rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to help. And inshallah, this help will come. So rely on the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask for the help and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. Don't bring yourself into it. Don't also get needlessly stressed and say, if somebody asks me this question, that question, how will I answer? All of that is nothing to worry about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah wants you to answer that question, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide you the answer. And if you don't have the answer, go to somebody who has the answer. Send that person to someone who you think can answer that question better than you can answer it yourself. So remove yourself from the middle. Empty yourself completely of all desires, even the desire that the people you are speaking to should get hidayah. Remove all of that. Empty yourself of all knowledge. You are really ignorant, I am completely ignorant, and we know only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only what Allah teaches us, but what Allah causes us to remember at that particular point in time. So basically, our place at rest is ignorance. So remember that. Remove all desires, all knowledge. Empty yourself of all fears. There's no need to be afraid. You are speaking about Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to you and seeing you real time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can and will help you. So nothing to fear. Become like a flute. If you look inside the flute, it's empty. It's like it's just a bamboo tube with some holes in it. So become a flute in the hand of the flute player. It's his tune that must play. It's his show. Become the flute that's not noticed or mentioned, but which is the instrument that is used to produce the sound. Then the player will guard you. He will clean you. He will take care of you. And he will use you to please himself and to play the tune that he wants his audience to hear. Remember, the audience is his, not yours. They came to listen to his music, not to look at the flute. So make sure that you don't get in the way. Keep yourself out of the way. Empty yourself of everything. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah, oh Allah, please help me in this work. Allahumma la sahla illa ma jaltahu sahla. Wa anta tajalul hazna sahlan iza shita sahlan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. Oh Allah, there's nothing easy except that which you make easy. So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alni shakuran wa ja'alni saburan wa ja'alni fi ayni saghiran wa fi ayuni nasi kabira. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua. Oh Allah, make me among the grateful, make me among the people of shukr, make me among the people of sabr, and make me small in my eyes, means save me from arrogance, and make me big in the eyes of people, which means help me to have respect before people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tu'izzu man tasha wa tudillu man tasha. Allah will give izzah to whoever he likes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove the izzah and give humility to whoever he likes. So let us be among those people who inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor. And that can happen only if you remove yourself from the middle. If you bring yourself in the middle and you want to look good and you want to be famous and you want your name to be taken and you want people to respect you and you want people to bow to you, you want people to look at you, you want to become popular, you want to make money, then all of this will be cancelled. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come. The knowledge that is in your mind will vanish. People will not get hidayah from whatever you have to say. And even if they do that, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to guide people from what you say, you will not have any benefit of that because you will be guilty of riyah. You will be guilty of showing off before people. So make absolutely sure that you don't fall into that trap. Don't nullify your deeds by falling into the trap of riyah. As I said, become a flute. Become completely empty from inside so that the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will flow through you. Don't become a block for that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to teach us how to speak, to teach us what to say, to enable us to speak that which pleases Him, and to open the eyes and ears and hearts of people that we speak to, so that we get hidayah and they get hidayah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman ar-rahim.